This is DW News live from Berlin. Relief in the Nigerian town of Kogara after a criminal gang releases more than 40 people who were kidnapped from a school over a week ago. But concerns remain for more than 300 schoolgirls who were taken days later from another nearby location. Also coming up, the US points the finger directly at the Saudi Crown Prince for the killing of journalist Jamal Khashoggi. A confidential report is made public showing Prince Mohammed bin Salman likely approved the deed. And a safe return for these celebrity pups. LA police say Lady Gaga's two stolen French bulldogs have been returned safely, but the attackers who shot her dog walker remain at large. I'm Anya Coopers-McKinnon. Welcome to the show. We start in Nigeria, where local media say more than 40 people, including school children kidnapped last week, have been freed. Gunmen killed one student during the attack and removed the others from a high school in Kogara town in Niger State. Government efforts to secure their release included sending a prominent Muslim cleric to speak with the alleged kidnappers. No group has yet claimed responsibility for the abduction. Let's bring in DW's Wasu Idris, who's in Abuja, the Nigerian capital. Wasu, what else can you tell us about this release?
These abducted students and relatives of the staff have arrived in Mina, Niger State capital. They are now in a hotel where they are trying to get dressed up because they are looking bad, according to those who were able to see them. Journalists were not even allowed to see them up till now. Until after this, then they will take them to the government house where they will be presented to the governor of the state. It is not clear whether all of them were freed. Are there casualties? Are they looking good? Is still not known because they kept it secretly from the buses directly to the hotel and they blocked anybody from getting there.
Do we know if there was a ransom paid?
The governor insisted and kept saying that no ransom was paid. And up till now, there is no source that is confirming that ransom was paid. But usually, this kidnapping takes place. Negotiation has been taking place for long before the release. There are even voices of the abductors demanding certain millions of naira. So likely ransom has been paid as usual, but that will come as the story develops.
Can you give us more of an insight about why we see so many kidnappings in this part of Nigeria?
Basically, initially, they kidnapped for ransom but now they are changing their own operation. I think it's trying to get government attention because by attacking villages and picking on ordinary Nigerians, they didn't get the attention. The complaint they are having saying that they have been abandoned, there was injustice on them, they are kept isolated. So now that they are targeting schools, they are getting the government attention. The government has to do something, has to either listen to them, although the president came out and said no amnesty for them. But that is the reason that is before us now, because by doing this, they're really getting attention.
DW's Wasu Idris in Abuja, many thanks for your time.
Thank you.
And in a separate kidnapping in central Nigeria, security forces have launched a rescue operation to find more than 300 kidnapped schoolgirls taken on Friday. Gunmen struck in a nighttime raid on a boarding school. Nigeria's president says the government will not give in to blackmail.
It's the scene of the latest mass kidnapping of Nigeria's children. Gunmen forced their way into Government Girls' Secondary School in Jangebe in the country's northwest. Nearby residents say the shooters fired constantly, forcing people to cower in their homes. The kidnappers took off with more than 300 girls. Police and military have launched a joint search and rescue operation.
and we are on the trail of the kidnappers. That's why you find us in the fringes of the forest here. It's part of our locational effort, and it's part of our cordoning effort.
But some parents say that if they're fortunate to have their girls returned safely, they won't send them back to school. Just over a week ago, a student was killed in an assault on a state-run school in the town of Kagara, also in the northwest. Attackers abducted 27 children. It reflects a sharp increase in the number of kidnappings in that part of the country, usually for ransom. Nigeria's security forces are overstretched, mostly fighting the militant group Boko Haram. Still, they promise to do everything possible to find the missing students. But for the hundreds of parents waiting for word of their children and praying that they're still alive, the government's actions simply aren't enough.
Saudi Arabia has hit back at US claims that Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman likely approved the murder of journalist Jamal Khashoggi. The Biden administration has released a report gathered by intelligence after his killing in 2018. It was classified until now. Despite the findings, Washington has stopped short of imposing sanctions directly on the prince. The Saudi government says it completely rejects the CIA's findings.
An old report making new headlines. It was originally suppressed by the Trump administration, but 3 years later, it's declassified, its conclusion clear for the world to see. U.S. intelligence says it's likely that Saudi Arabia's Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman ordered the capture or killing of the journalist Jamal Khashoggi. But the Pentagon is pulling no punches.
Saudi Arabia remains a strategic partner in the region. We have to be courageous enough as friends to speak candidly and to make clear our concerns about the rule of law and about civil and human rights, even with friends and partners.
The report doesn't detail any new evidence, but stresses the Crown Prince's control on decision-making. He has always denied knowing about the plot. Khashoggi was lured to the Saudi consulate in Turkey. There he was killed and dismembered by a hit team sent from Riyadh. The Saudi government eventually admitted killing Khashoggi, but blamed it on a rogue security team. The public naming of Mohammed bin Salman as complicit in the killing will set a new tone for the relationship between Washington and Riyadh. The Biden administration has imposed sanctions on dozens of Saudi officials, but stopped short of targeting the prince.
Now, unlike his predecessor, U.S. President Joe Biden chose not to suppress this highly critical report. Earlier, we spoke to our Washington correspondent, Oliver Sallet, and we asked him what this means for the U.S. administration's stance on Saudi Arabia moving forward.
The report is not new. It was actually already finished quite some time ago and then withheld by the Trump administration. Congress at the time ordered this report to be published, but Trump ignored that ruling by Congress. He had a very friendly position towards Saudi Arabia. Here in particular, looking at the arms sales, the United States is exporting arms to Saudi Arabia. Joe Biden wants to review this relationship and other relationships between the United States and other countries in the Middle East. So Saudi Arabia is one of the U.S.'s closest allies, and that the Biden administration is now accusing the Saudi crown prince of murder of a Washington Post journalist, Jamal Khashoggi, that will certainly have big implications for their relationship.
Syria has condemned U.S. airstrikes on its territory as cowardly. Washington says it targeted facilities used by Iran-backed militias. President Joe Biden ordered the strikes in retaliation for an attack against U.S. personnel in Iraq. Syrian authorities say at least 17 people were killed and insist the U.S. has broken international law. It's the first major military action taken by the Biden administration, is the U.S. Secretary of Defense, Lloyd Austin.
We're confident in the target that we went after. We know what we hit. And we're confident that that target was being used by the same Shia militia that conducted the strikes.
Okay, let's take a look at some of the other stories making news this hour. The U.S. House of Representatives has passed President Joe Biden's $1.9 trillion coronavirus relief package. If approved by the Senate next week, it would give $1,400 to most Americans. It grants billions more to businesses, schools and regional governments. The House approval comes just days after the COVID-19 death toll in the U.S. surpassed 500,000 people. In Myanmar, local media say a woman was shot and killed during a crackdown on protesters. Police escalated their crowd dispersal measures on Saturday, firing rubber bullets, tear gas and water cannons. Demonstrations have been taking place since the military arrested elected leaders and seized power 4 weeks ago. In Chile, hundreds of anti-government protesters have taken to the streets of the capital, Santiago. Riot police used water cannon and tear gas against the crowds. Friday demonstrations have become a regular event as campaigners speak out against inequality in one of Latin America's most developed nations. To LA now, where two French bulldogs belonging to the pop star Lady Gaga have been returned to Los Angeles police days after they were stolen at gunpoint. Thieves shot and wounded the dog walker on Wednesday before escaping with two of Gaga's three dogs in a car. Lady Gaga had offered a $500,000 reward for her pet's safe return. Police say a woman brought them in unharmed. And for more on this, we're joined now from Los Angeles by entertainment reporter Jessica Lucera. Jessica, thanks for joining us. Now, we know that Lady Gaga's dogs have been returned. They're unharmed. Do we have any idea who kidnapped them?
As of right now, we do not know who kidnapped her two dogs, but the police say that the incident is remaining under investigation and they're going to continue to fight for justice to make sure that they capture whoever is responsible.
Okay, is this something that happens often? I mean, a sort of celebrity dog napping, something that we hear about a lot in LA?
This is something that I have never heard of. Apparently, it's dangerous to even go outside and walk your dogs now out here in LA. I never would have thought I'd see the day.
And is it likely, do you think, that the kidnappers would have known it was Lady Gaga's dogs they were targeting?
You know, that is something that people are questioning. It's possible that maybe they watch Ryan Fisher and they keep a close eye on him. They know his route that he takes. But French Bulldogs are dogs that go for anywhere from $10,000. There are dogs that go for $100,000 even. So it could be financial reasons, it could be breeding reasons, or it could be that they did know that it was Lady Gaga's dogs. But as of right now, it's not. It's very uncertain.
Okay, now you mentioned Ryan Fisher. He was, of course, shot when the dogs were kidnapped. How is he now? Is he in hospital?
Yes, he's in the hospital. His family came out with a statement recently. They said that he is currently in a stable condition and his injuries were non-life-threatening. So he's doing much better.
All right. And now Lady Gaga had offered to pay $500,000 to get her dogs back. The investigation is ongoing, you said, but do we know if any ransom money was paid in the end?
As of right now, it hasn't come out if Lady Gaga has paid that $500,000, but she was very serious when she said that she was willing to pay $500,000. She was willing to do really whatever she could to make sure that she could get her dogs back. So I'm sure once they figure everything out, she's going to get that money out.
All right, a lady who loves her dogs. Jessica Lucera in LA, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
Some sports news now. And in the Bundesliga, Werder Bremen ended an unbeaten run for visitors Eintracht Frankfurt. Bremen's 2-1 win is their first against Frankfurt for 3 years. Shortly after the break, Bremen's Theodor Gabrielassie beat the Frankfurt defence to level the game at 1-1. It was the defender's second goal of the season. American striker Josh Sargent netted the deciding goal, helping Bremen pick up three badly needed points. This is Frankfurt's first Bundesliga defeat this year. You're watching DW News live from Berlin. Stay tuned for Shift, Living in the Digital Age. That is coming up next. And remember, there's more on the DW News app on dw.com. And you can, of course, follow us on Instagram and Twitter at DW News. My colleague Claire Richardson will be with you for the next news update. For now, from me and the